A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the fall 2018 issue on ethical decision-making. Ethical Decision-Making Case Study, The Plastic Straw Ban, by Kristen Lamb. Kristen Lamb is a journalist and recent San Jose State University graduate. She is passionate about covering underrepresented and marginalized communities. Editor's note. In this article, the author chose to identify those living with disabilities as disabled people, after doing significant outreach with that community. However, we realize that people living with disabilities have a variety of different preferences for how they choose to be identified. As cities and businesses across the nation ban plastic drinking straws, proponents cite the need to reduce waste and protect the environment. Single-use plastics not only accumulate in landfills, but pollute oceans and beaches, killing wildlife, damaging ecosystems, and contaminating water. Environmentalists argue that everyone can make a difference by doing without plastic straws, labeling the utensils unnecessary. They see it as a simple step to cut back on the toxic material that takes hundreds of years to decompose. For many disabled people, however, plastic straws are an essential life tool. They depend on them for hydration and nutrition. Without them, they cannot drink or take medication. Involuntary muscle movement and other disabilities can make lifting and holding things, tilting the head, swallowing, and breathing difficult. Plastic straws, unlike alternatives, bend easily, don't trigger allergic reactions, don't fall apart or dissolve, and don't pose injury risks. The plastic straw ban controversy shows us that ethical decision-making is multidimensional and requires coalitions of people with diverse life experiences to work together. If the spaces where people craft policies are not inclusive, the consequences hurt communities that are not represented. Telling disabled people to bring their own straws to restaurants, cafes, and bars places an additional burden on them when many already consider an array of access issues. Some might find they cannot maneuver a wheelchair behind tables or fit one in a restroom stall. Others might not be able to get up and down, riser seating, or be able to eat menu items that aren't cut into small portions. The campaign to ban plastic straws, at best, inconsiderately overlooks disabled people who depend on them. Environmentalists probably do not intend to limit people's access to drinks or ability to go on spontaneous trips, but they likely didn't include disabled people in their conversations or plans. Those who rushed to pass bans did not reach out to them or chose to ignore them. Some reasoned they could discover solutions together afterwards, even though they could have done that from the beginning. 1 in 4 adults in the United States has a disability that impacts major life activities, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Some cities even have disability committees that advise public officials on policies that affect their community. Still, some local representatives decided to pass bans without holding meetings or forums first, or far enough in advance. Even initial exemptions, such as the one in San Francisco's ordinance, were poorly thought out and vague. Accounting for disabled people and accessibility clearly was not a priority. Perhaps considering disability needs became an afterthought only in the wake of backlash. Whatever the reason for exclusion, disabled people deserve better. The Americans with Disabilities Act passed 28 years ago. Plastic straw bans are an issue of equity and equal access. As hashtag #SuckItAbleism trended on Twitter, people explained how plastic straws are vital to their daily lives. Disability advocates and organizations publicly spoke out against bans, leaving proponents little excuse but to say they did not know who to consult in the decision-making process. The campaign to ban plastic straws did not include disabled people at the table. It did not make powerful planning spaces or conversations accessible to them. It did not factor their needs and how bans would hurt them. Although the campaign has environmentally conscious intentions, its disregard of disabled people is unethical. Deeming plastic straws a convenience and declaring everyone can enjoy beverages without them shows ignorance. Cities and businesses should not reduce waste at the expense of disabled people. Whether intentional or not, it demonstrates ableism, discrimination and social prejudice against disabled people. It is yet another social justice movement that excludes and hurts marginalized or underrepresented groups. Tensions can result between groups, but calls to protect the environment and be mindful of the disability community do not need to conflict. Social justice movements should lift everyone up, not knock down already marginalized people. Environmentalists do not need to force additional burdens on disabled people in the forms of emotional and physical labor. Disabled people who need plastic straws are not environmentally irresponsible either. In fact, many disabled people support protecting the environment in ethical, effective ways, just as everyone should. Solutions to reducing the 8 million metric tons of plastic going into the ocean every year, per Ocean Conservancy estimates, lie in innovation and dismantling larger issues. Instead of focusing on straws, environmentalists could focus on plastic carryout containers, which result in more waste and can take up more space. Or they could tackle the commercial fishing industry's huge plastic fishing nets, which account for 46% of the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, per a Scientific Reports study. Plastic straw bans hurt small businesses and their workers that rely on the utensils, too. Straw alternatives cost significantly more and can ramp up expensive. Boba tea shops especially face challenges as they struggle to find affordable substitutes that allow customers to enjoy boba with their drinks. Again, those issues require diverse groups of people to come together. Manufacturers of straw alternatives can work with businesses to develop non-plastic utensils that work and don't break budgets. Local governments could help fund the development of new straws or provide innovative incentives. Society is capable of engaging in ethical, multidimensional decision-making. Protecting the planet does not have to disregard the needs of marginalized people and their tools to hydration and nutrition, nor small or boba businesses.